The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
And now, you want to give us some vax figures?
Yes, we do have some vaccination figures. We have almost 1,175,000 fully vaccinated. So that's 53.2% 12 and over. And if we look at the population 16 and over in WA, we're at 56.2%.
Mm. So that's going pretty good.
State Daddy wants us to be 90%. And he's given us $10 million, so we can't complain today, can we?
And I've got some vaccination news for you.
Oh, yes.
The Health Minister, Roger Cook, and the Vaccine Commander, Chris Dawson, were speaking to the media.
Do we have a sound effect? Are we still doing that?
have we got the Chris Vaccine Commander sound effect?
The Chris Dawson.
Here we go.
Yep. Formerly police commissioner, now vaccine commander.
I'm pretty sure that's the music he walked out to. So they've announced there's going to be some new vaccination clinics opening around town. One's opening at the square in Mirrabooka today. So that's good for the community out there to get vaccinated. We know some of those communities haven't been keeping up with the vaccination rate around the state. A second pop-up clinic will open at the Herb Graham Recreation Centre in Mirrabooka for 2 days a week from October 18. So that's great as well. And there's also going to be a push to vaccinate Aboriginal communities around WA. There's a new community vaccination centre that will open today in Armidale at the Central Shopping Centre up there, and an Aboriginal Family Day will also be held at the Armidale Clinic on Saturday this week to try and get Aboriginal people aged 12 and above to come in, learn about the vaccine, hopefully get the jab as well. They're making an increased effort to do that, I guess, after being called out last week.
That's a positive move. And the reality is the western suburbs have had an amazing vaccination rate. Probably not an accident that Claremont Showground is where one of the biggest vaccination centres are. So if you take the vaccines to people, they will get them. So I think this is a positive move. I even reckon, like, you remember Healthy Harold? Did you have Healthy Harold around the bus? The Healthy Harold bus?
No.
No? Oh, goodness. Is this something we just had in Victoria? Okay, so we had a bus that went around with a giraffe called Healthy Harold. Kate's nodding at me through the sunburn. This is true.
Oh, yeah.
And so it would go around to different schools and you'd learn about, you know, health education and that sort of thing for kids. I don't understand why we just can't have, like, the vaccine commander on the bus driving through WA, stopping in every town, jab, jab, jab.
With a big needle in each hand.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Two hands.
Won't terrify the children. Well, Matt Tinney, thank you very much.
That idea went down like a lead balloon, didn't it? The sleep suppression's really
hitting. It's finally kicked in, mate. You go and catch up on your sleep and we'll talk to you on the West Live tomorrow.
We'll do. Have a good one, mate.